The Winchesters by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by Charlie Thurston. Chapter 1. We were walking along the blue stone driveway under the branches of the sugar maples way up above, when we heard the sound of voices somewhere over by the pond. It was the kind of shouting and laughing that kids do when they're fooling around in the water. We were screened off from the pond by the pine trees around the end of it. "What's that?" my cousin Ernest said. We never called him Ernie, always Ernest. Ernie was too low class. The Winchesters didn't allow anyone in the family to be called by nicknames, except me. They called me Chris, not Christopher. "It sounds like somebody's in the pond," I said. "They shouldn't be," Ernest said. "Let's get them out of there." Ernest liked to fight. The funny thing about that was that he went to prep school, where he had to say sir to the teachers and wear a jacket and tie to class every day. And I went to public school, where most of the kids didn't even own a necktie and wouldn't say sir to anybody unless they held a gun on them. But Ernest was the one who liked to fight. He played blocking back on his prep school football team and defense on the hockey team, and he liked knocking people down. I wasn't so much on fighting. I'd do it if I had to, so as not to be chicken, but I didn't get any thrill out of it. "It's a hot day," I said. "They just want to cool off. They have the town pool." He frowned and brushed his hair back out of his eyes. Most of the Winchesters had blonde hair, but my hair was dark brown, which I got from my mother. "Yeah, but the town pool is usually pretty crowded." It was beautiful under the arch of the sugar maples. Our great-grandfather had planted them a long time ago, when he built the big house where Ernest...